From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Ayaz Ghul is covering the story.
We know that the Taliban launched its spring offensive just a week ago, and since then we have seen an intensified conflict across Afghanistan. And today when the Taliban issued a statement about this attack, they said that this was part of their ongoing so-called Umari operation.
At least 30 people were killed, more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after main opposition groups pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syria Support Group to intervene. It blamed the Syrian government for an uptick in fighting that has occurred since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes hit two opposition-held towns Tuesday in northwestern Syria, killing 44 civilians. An Israeli court on Tuesday convicted the man who led the 2014 revenge killing and burning of a Palestinian teenager. The court rejected an insanity plea by Yosef Haim Ben David, saying he was fully aware of his actions at the time of the murder. He is due to be sentenced next month. Two other Israelis have already been convicted for the killing. All three confessed to killing 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader. The incident helped spark a 50-day war in Gaza. This is VOA News.